Dear Seigneurial Empire, to live is to die in it.
Every time you say goodbye, I die a little bit, I die a little. Turn around, it wouldn't kill you. You fumble to find the key. I die a little. Every time you sit in front, I cry a little bit. I die a little. Turn around upside down. You could smile a little bit. I see it again as I try to explain, and I stumble to find my feet. I die a little. You say goodbye, I die a little bit, I die a little. Turn around, it wouldn't kill you, just to try a little bit. I've seen it before, as you move through the door, and you fumble to find the key. I die a little. Every time you sit in front, I cry a little bit.
Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 719. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Bubblegum Lemonade. That's a project of Laz McCluskey, based out of Glasgow in Scotland. The song I played is To Leave Is To Die A Little. That's from the new album, Lawrence of Suburbia, which came out November 8th on Matinee Records. A lovely label there. Not too familiar with Bubblegum Lemonade, but I like that album. I listen to it over and over, and I'm like, I don't know, I don't hear a fantastic song. Then I realize it's because every song is fantastic. It's hard to find one that stands out when they're all so good. Anyway, I've got music for you this week, and you're here to hear it, so let's play some. This is Visual Learner with the song Barely There.
Try
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock podcast, where we have already shifted into overdrive. Just heard from a couple of bands that have some recent demos out there on tour. We ended there with Fan Club from Seattle, Washington, and the song I Was Astray. That's from the band's Another Demonstration cassette that came out September 29th, five songs. You can find that one on Bandcamp. The band played like a 13-minute set, which was way too short for such a long drive. But hey, I've got the cassette. I can make that set last forever. Before that, we heard from Visual Learner and the song Barely There. That's from the band's 2024 demo. Came out March 14th. Self-released, six songs, digital or on cassette as well. That band based out of Minneapolis and just floored me when they played Hillsider. So a couple of things to share with you there. Let's see what's next here. Oh, let's get in the Wayback Machine. Take you back for a Falling Forward track. This one's called Sire.
To the man, put it in the van, take it to the band, or one of the fans. Stop rattling my chain, gather your complaints, put them on a train, go straight to the Hague. Thank you. everybody please jump out of your seat, run into the street, feeling every tone, hear it in your bones, coming from the wounds, right out of the tones. So rattle your cage, run a cup on the bars, let's drum up some rage with electric guitars, let's light up the stage, hey, wait, where did Vic go? Maybe Jeff knows, so show me your stripes, give me your best, we'll rattle the pipes with rhythm and stress, so turn on the lights, hey, wait, where did Jeff go?
Is Karate with the song Rattle the Pipes. That's on the band's new album. Yes, new album, Make It Pass, that came out October 18th on Numero Group. That is the first new music from that band in like 20 years. It doesn't sound like old Karate. Doesn't sound like solo Jeff Farina. It sounds like something else, and I think that's kind of good. That band is one that I've loved for so long, and I think one of the earliest bands I remember booking. The gal I was dating at the time loved that Cherry Coke song. So what was that, 93? Something like that. Before that, we heard from Falling Forward with the song Sire. That was on the band's EP released in 1994, though I picked that up in a collection called Let These Days Pass, the complete anthology, 1991 to 1995, released January 30th of last year on Temporary Residence. That collection bringing everything that that Louisville band did. I loved that band. Definitely kind of the dividing line between hardcore and emo there, and they stretched that and then kind of reformed as Elliot, and that was like, that was emo, but this was hardcore. I don't know where you come down that line. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music. I listen to it. I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. We're definitely going to slow things down now. Here's one from Tracy Thorne. It's called Dreamy. Thank you. Just achingly beautiful, wasn't it? That is Trust Fund, the project of Ellis Jones, based out of Sheffield in the UK. It's his first new release in a number of years, way too many years, and it's lovely to have him back. That song is called The Mirror, and it features guest vocals from Celia McDougall. The new album is Hasn't Been a While, and indeed it has. That came out November 1st on Tabate Records. It's just a wonderful record to lose yourself in that sort of Elliot Smith, Nick Drake style. And before that, we heard from Tracy Thorne with the song Dreamy. That was from her debut solo album, A Distant Shore, that came out in 1982. I just picked that up on a re-release that came out October 25th on Cherry Red. It includes the original album plus some demos, which is fun because she was still in Marine Girls at this point, recording these solo records. And then some of the demos you hear are songs that later became Everything But the Girl songs. So that's a nice reissue there. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let's kind of wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 719, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on your favorite social media networks like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, and YouTube. Looking at the concert calendar, we've got Bully in town at the Truman on the 2nd. On the 6th, Deco Auto is playing Turnsaw. That's a benefit show. On the 6th also is Shy Boys at Third Place. I've never seen a show there. That'll be fun. Volunteers at Union Library that night, or Ultraman is playing at Skate Bar. Me Like Bees will be at Record Bar that night. On the 7th, Coalesce is at Record Bar. On the 8th, Lone Stranger at Mini Bar. On the 13th, Drifter plays at Bottleneck, or Ebony Tusks plays a farewell show at Howdy. On the 20th, Various Blonde is at Skate Bar. Magnificent is playing Record Bar on the 26th. On the 28th, Roseline is at the Replay. Silk is at Square Pizza in Independence. Hipshot Killer is at Skate Bar. And Hooded Grave is at Farewell. And then on the 31st, we've got Whiffs playing at the Replay. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. Photos and videos of my thought of a Big Fat Cow, a Rat of Cats, and Jocelyn Nixon show, as well as that Seattle fan club show that was with, Dented Zeus. Both of those are up there. Lots of stuff coming up there soon as well. Anyway, we've only got time for one more. I picked one out here from Red Sleeping Beauty. This is from the band's new album, Diary, that came out November 15th on Matinee. The band is based out of Stockholm, Sweden, and been around for a while. This is an interesting one because it collects all the songs that they released over the last year. They were kind of just, writing exercises where they said, we're going to release a song a month. So the song I'm playing probably doesn't fit us here as I look out my snowy window. It's called The Sound of Summer. But maybe we'll just dedicate this one to our friends down in Australia. So we'll end things here with this beautiful indie pop. This is Red Sleeping Beauty with the song Sound of Summer. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. The sun is so bright.